We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:46. This is the Afternoon Magazine. The temperature in Urbana now all the way up to 13. And the cold spell is forecast to continue into next week. But here's a thought that may warm your heart, if not your feet. Herb Day 2010 is right around the corner. The 11th annual Herb Day, organized by Chuck Voigt, is set for Saturday, January 16th in Urbana. Chuck is an avid grower of herbs. He's a vegetable and herb specialist in the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And he's with me in the studio this afternoon to tell us what's on the program for Herb Day 2010. So what's in store for this year's participants?
Lots and lots of fun. Felder Rushing, who is fairly well known around the country in gardening circles, has written several books, Pass Along Plants, a scarecrow book. He's noted for doing gardening in small spaces and weird spaces and weird ornaments. And at one time he traveled with a pink flamingo plastic. I'm not sure in the post 9/11 era he's been able to do that, but he's just a real quirky guy. He's a retired extension person from Mississippi, and so he's got little Southern gentleman, a little Southern wildcat, and just all kinds of interesting stuff to say and do. So he's going to speak twice. Susan Hess, who was supposed to be there last year to talk about Pennsylvania Dutch herbalism, her flight got canceled last year, so we immediately rebooked her for this year, and so she's going to talk about that. Apparently, and I didn't know this till I heard her speak a while back, Pennsylvania Dutch had just a very involved herbal tradition that was kind of suppressed and almost lost during the second half of the 20th century because it embarrassed people and parents didn't pass it on to their children. But there's a few people out there that... are doing some research trying to recapture this. Fortunately, some guy did a bunch of interviews about 1960, and they have those tapes, and they're going through that and trying to reconstruct some of that, which I just found fascinating. She's very passionate about it, so I'm glad to... She's coming in on Thursday this year, so even if her Thursday flight gets canceled, she's got another chance to come in on Friday. My good friend Teresa Miesler from Shady Acres Herb Farm in Chaska, Minnesota, is going to come down. She's going to talk about attracting butterflies, birds, wildlife to the garden with herbs and flowers. She's a dear. My friend Pat says she looks like a Heidi doll. She's got dark hair and red cheeks. And
yeah. That's what Minnesota will do for you.
Boy, yeah, this week especially, yeah. Yeah, I talked to her about a week ago or sometime, and it was like 10 below there already, so I can't imagine what it's done now. Who am I living? Oh, the chefs.
The chefs, the Cajun folks.
Avery and Amy Swallow. He's a genuine Cajun from Louisiana, transplanted to Illinois. She's a Pennsylvanian who's apparently gotten on board with the whole Cajun thing. And so they're marketing a line of spices, Cajun spices, and they're going to demonstrate how to use those in what are we doing? We're doing some dirty rice, and we're doing some fun stuff.
I can smell it now.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and then I was telling you before we were on the air, I just met with the Holiday Inn chef, and he's always been very cooperative. I take him a whole bunch of recipes, kind of a wish list, and he's mulling that now because, you know, can we afford this? Can we do that? And can we convert that for 250 or 300 people? And all those kinds of questions. But I didn't take him anything that sounded awful. So we've got some real interesting stuff coming on the lunch buffet. So nobody goes away hungry at this event.
Okay, and so herbs will be no doubt a part of the buffet.
Oh, absolutely. Everything on it has an herbal theme. Hopefully, we'll have at least one thing with dill because dill's the herb of the year for 2010.
Mm, that's a great herb.
It is, and way more versatile than people give it credit for, because it you don't have to use the seeds, which are real, you know, powerful.
Right.
And if you don't like dill pickles, then the tendency is to think that that covers everything. But dill wheat is pretty mild, and you put that
so
in a...
So refreshing and...
Yeah. Yeah, you put that in a cream sauce over salmon or something, and it's hard to think you don't like dill.
Okay. So it's going to be at the Holiday Inn in Urbana.
Yes.
On January 16th, and you've got room for close to 300 people, 270?
Yes.
Okay, so that says to me you got to register for this event.
You do. We have in the past quite often sold out and had to disappoint people. So we're moving into the last week or so it needs to happen quickly. It's on the Crop Sciences website, which if you're on the web at all and go there, you can download the form and get that to us very quickly. You can call or email my secretary, Tracy Malkovich. Her email is malkovic@illinois.edu. And I don't know her phone number because I just changed departments.
I have it right here. It's area code 217, and then the number is 333-3420. 333-3420.
Yes, and she's back at work now. The secretaries are kind of discouraged from being in between the holidays, but they're back there and hard at it. Hopefully, we've had a lot of mail backed up over the holiday, and we're filling up a lot of spaces. I know we have a lot of our exhibitors come back year after year, and we filled up a lot of the retail area space with old favorites and a few new interesting people always come too. So that it's just great fun.
Yeah, and you mentioned lunch, and there's a vegan option.
Yes,
as
if,
well.
If on the registration form you tell us you need a vegan plate, we can do that. We try to keep most of the side dishes on the buffet vegetarian. So if you're a vegetarian, there'll be one vegetarian entree, and then mm-hmm. you know, like the vegetables and potatoes or whatever should be. We hold back and don't throw bacon or anything in those to try to keep, you know, make it so that only the vegans need to let us know, and then.
Yeah, and it's a diverse group that you have that comes to this event.
It is. It's a lot of master gardeners, which in itself is a pretty diverse group. Yeah, but sometimes we get some small farmers, and we get just people from all across the state. We've had people come from every state that touches Illinois, including Michigan. If you think uh-huh. we touch somewhere out in Lake Michigan, so people come quite a distance to do this. It's a warm way to spend a January day thinking about next year's gardening experience, and the timing seems to be good because people are ready to get excited again.
Yeah, and I know that some people carpool. They come
yes.
together
yes.
and they get a room or a couple of rooms and they
right.
just make an event out
right.
of it.
Right, we have a block of rooms at the Holiday Inn at a special rate. We're about to collapse the date for that, but as long as they have rooms available, if you just mention Herb Day, they should still give you the rate as long as there's a room available.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I know there's a whole van load of people coming from over by Carol E. Snyder's in Indiana. So that's... It's fun.
Yeah.
There's people I see once a year at Herb Day, and it's like old home week. It's like a class reunion. We just
This is going to be the 11th year.
It is. They've gone really fast.
Yeah. What was the first one like in 1999? Do you remember?
It was different because we were at the old Chancellor at that time. And we hadn't developed the whole herbal lunch theme, and so we kind of had a box lunch that was not a little soggy. You know,
I was there. I was there for the first one.
It's strange that the soggy box lunch is what reminded you.
I remember that. Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, and it seemed like a great idea, and that's when I started trolling around, and the Holiday Inn was still fairly new at that time, and they were eager to work with me on that because mid-January is not one of their real peak times.
No, and schools
yeah.
still not quite yet back in session.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the 11th Annual Herb Day, organized by Chuck Voigt, is set for Saturday, January 16th in Urbana at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Conference Center on Killarney Street in Urbana. And the phone number there for the hotel, 328-7900. And again, Chuck, remind me when the deadline is for registration.
Well, theoretically, this Friday, January 8th. If they were to trickle in the following Monday, we could probably still deal with that. But it needs to happen fairly quickly at this point.
If you really got your heart set on it, do it now. And again, the email to get a hold of Tracy is Malkovich, that's Malkovic, at illinois.edu. Or you can go to, probably the easiest thing to do is go to the Department of Crop Sciences page at the University of Illinois. Also, Tracy's phone number is area code 217-333-3420. And the day begins Saturday, January 16th, Herb Day 2010, with registration at 8 a.m. and some coffee and tea.
Yep. And the retail area is usually set up by 8, so you can shop for an hour or so in the first
mingle.
Session. First session starts promptly at 9.
And the day wraps up at 4:30?
Yes.
Very good.
You can be on the road. It's exit 183 off of I-74, so there's not a lot of packed snow on the streets or anything. You're on an interstate almost to the front door.
Okay. Chuck Voigt, thanks.
You're welcome.